Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is up, KOP Nation? We are kicking out episode 263 of the Kicking Out Podcast tonight on January 11th, 2026. And look at this, a three-man crew for the first time in 2026, for the first time in at least a month, if not month and a half, 2 months. I don't know. I've lost track. But myself, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and the Shep, a.k.a. Austin Shepherd, of course, in the house. Fellas, how we doing?
We're doing great. Lovely Sunday. Great Sunday of football. Great Saturday of football. Great Friday night of football. Right, Tanner?
No. No.
Yeah. And then, actually, believe it or not, I never would guess that myself would be rooting for the Patriots tonight. And it's not because our buddy JPJ loves the Patriots.
Well, I knew that wasn't going to be the case.
It's just because I can't stand West Coast teams. So I'm rooting for the Patriots tonight.
I'm a Bronco fan. I don't like the Chargers, but I'm rooting for the Chargers because I'd rather play the Chargers than the Bills next week. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Look, Cleveland beat the Steelers. That's all that matters.
I think Steelers win tomorrow night. I really do.
You wouldn't shock me.
I'd hope so. They have to recover after losing to the worst team in football history.
Worst franchise, maybe.
Wouldn't there say you
team.
Go.
Well, yeah, all right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Because there's some bright spots on that team, believe it or
yeah. not. Yeah. They have a better future right now than the Raiders. So
yeah, they do. I'll give them that.
But it's good to have everybody here tonight. Got a fun episode in store. A lot going on with AEW. Like there has been, past few months. Seems like they're just rocking and rolling. We got Maximum Carnage coming up this week. Dynamite, special edition Dynamite with MJF and Bandido.
That sounds more like a monster truck than
it does. It does, doesn't it?
Than an episode of wrestling.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. You got to think, how hard would it be to come up with a title for a wrestling show that hasn't, you know, been taken by somebody else by trademark? Or it'd probably be pretty difficult.
It is, but you know.
But you're right. Hey, it does sound like a monster truck show.
Our lovely, fearless leader, he has a mind of his own. And comes up with some of the greatest ideas right off the cuff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Although he probably a little butthurt tonight, you know.
He's probably hurt a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't have a very good showing today. Yeah,
they played tough. It was a good game.
I'm telling you, Trevor Lawrence, this is the best Trevor Lawrence has looked in the last 6 months than he has in the previous, 4 years, 5 years?
Yep.
Yeah, that team could be dangerous next year. It really could.
Yeah, they probably will be. Catching up on some comments. Majin, holy shit, Mountain Dew Paul is here.
Wait, you're not drinking a Mountain Dew, though?
Sun has returned.
Okay. All right, just checking. Hey, just making sure everything's all right with the world.
Yeah, yeah. No, the prodigal son has returned. Don't worry. I'm here. And the Mountain Dew is here as well. So everything is right in the world.
Everything is right in the world. All right. I like it. Delayed grats. I beg to differ. The Raiders had a mission. They achieved it. Get that number one pick. They certainly achieved that by winning two games.
Hey, delayed grats. Who do you want number one pick? Who do you want? I'm taking they're a Raiders fan, right?
I have no idea. I'm guessing so, but
yeah.
I mean, I could go down a whole rabbit hole talking about the Raiders as a Bronco fan, but I won't. I won't.
Rabbit holes. What? Who does that?
Yeah. So does. Hey, think about it. If you're Mendoza, let's just say he's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Does he pull? Okay, there you go. Does he pull a Eli Manning and say, "I'm not going there," or does he say, "I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to go work under the tutelage of Tom Brady"?
Exactly. I think it's number two, and it all probably comes down to who they get as a coach, the direction that franchise is going. I mean, they've had four playoff appearances since 2000. And they've had 14 different head coaches, I read.
So they have an endless checkbook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
While you guys do this, I'll be right back.
All right.
We're boring, Paul. They have an endless checkbook. Why don't they just write a $100 million check for Cignetti? It's going to take that. I mean, he's got 80.
I don't know.
You, right? It's going to take 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't think the coaching carousel's near complete yet. I think LaFleur gets fired by Green Bay this week, and we'll see where the dominoes start falling.
He should be.
Yeah.
That team was stacked. And
they played like mismanaged that second half pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul.
Yeah.
You're back now, ready to roll. Okay. Because you said you'd be right back.
It was a lot quicker than I expected.
you that's what she said. You have
and we're only six and a half minutes into this. You can't start this already.
But you have a segment, a weekly segment you want to bring back this week, and I thought we'd kick off the show with that.
All right. So Shep, you ready to feel old? Because I'm sure some of this stuff that I'm going to talk about, you're going to remember as we take a stroll down history lane on what happened on this day in pro wrestling history.
You know, just because I'm older than you two fucks, I mean, nice guys, doesn't mean you have to rub it in.
Okay. 1991.
Oh, shit.
You remember that?
I remember.
I wasn't born.
I was nine.
I was four. Anyway, Ric Flair defeats a little guy called Sting to win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Big gold belt.
Which became the big gold belt.
Yep.
Jump ahead a couple years. January 11th, 1993. Okay. Lee Tanner was alive for this one.
True. Yeah.
You tuned in on a Monday night for the first time ever for the Monday Night Raw debut.
Taped, though.
It was taped for a while, right?
It was taped. Yokozuna defeated Coco Beware. The Steiner brothers defeated the Executioners. Defending his Intercontinental Championship, Shawn Michaels defeats Max Moon. And The Undertaker defeated Damian Demento.
So you said that was 93?
Yes.
So think about that. Ever since on this day in 1993, so for 33 years straight, we've had Monday Night Raw on every single Monday. That's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember in the early 2000s, they had a snow out. So they came out with some type of show with the guys doing interviews in the back just so they could have a live show.
Yep. Just so they kept it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
What did Majin say?
He said he did the bird with you also.
Oh, I appreciate that, Majin.
Steven Chambers in the chat. What's going on, Steven? How are you?
Also on this date in 1993 at a WCW Saturday night taping, Dustin Rhodes defeated Ricky Steamboat by countout for the vacated NWA WCW United States Championship.
The natural Dustin Rhodes.
Yes.
Still stepping today for AEW.
2009, again, still January 11th for those following along, Alex Shelley defeated Chris Sabin to win the TNA X Division Championship.
Those two,
I love those guys in TNA.
Man. Yeah, those guys put on a show.
Yep. I mean, they still do good work. Don't get me wrong, but TNA is where they cut their teeth.
Ring of Honor 2024.
Oh, boy.
Last year.
Zach Knight 2 years ago, Tanner.
Oh, it's 2026.
Good Lord. And this guy runs KOP. Wow. Zach Knight defeats John Cruz. Tony Nese defeats Marcus Cross. Kyle Fletcher. I don't know if you guys happen to know who that guy is.
Kind of.
Taking it back to 2024, you used to give me crap because I was a big fan of this guy. He defeated Angelico for the World Television title. Or he retained it, but...
Where's that guy at now, Paul?
Uh-huh. Taya Valkyrie defeats Robin Renegade. And... I don't have the outcome, but we saw Shane Taylor Promotions take on the Infantry in a 2 out of 3 falls bout.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a ROH card for sure.
Now,
but go ahead.
I got a little more. You want to talk a year ago? Here's a year ago for you.
All right.
Ending it in our promotion of AEW. It was a Collision, aired live on TNT. From the Atkins Ford Arena. Adam. Wow.
Page. Okay.
Well, it says Adam Hangman, Adam Copeland. Don't copy and paste, folks. Defeated Big Bill in the opening match via submission.
I'm guessing
it's Copeland.
Yeah.
Because it says Jericho and FTR. Afterwards, the bastard forced Commander to tap out back when, you know, Pac was undefeated on Collision. The Death Riders, Wheeler Yuta and Claudio Castagnoli, defeated the Outrunners. Daniel Garcia defeats the Wrestler, Shibata. And Chris Jericho defeated Dax Harwood. In the main event.
Interesting.
It's changed a little bit. Some of those names are still around. And then there's that Shep's favorite wrestler of all time, Big Bill.
He's still around.
Yeah.
Not regularly, though.
He's back with the Bounty Hunter.
Yep.
Big Bill.
It's just the guy that was with them who made event of that Collision is not around.
Yeah.
But he's still on the AEW website on the roster.
He's still on the roster. I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be pulling him here in a couple of weeks, but right now he's still on the roster. And AEW's really good about that. Once they're released, they're done with their contract, it's usually off the website. So it's kind of interesting. But is there any chance we're all getting swerved big time and he resigns with AEW? Any chance?
No, he's number 30.
I don't think he's number 30. I think he does show up in the Rumble, but yeah. I think he's doing that. And it's well deserved that he does it. I think he's doing it so he can cement his Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
You know, unless he goes back, he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame. If he retires an AEW superstar, more than likely they're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame. So he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And so I think he's going to do one final run so he can get in there.
Well, and I think I brought this up, Shep, a couple weeks ago when it was you and I on the pod. Might have been last week. I don't know. We've talked about Jericho a lot, it seems like, lately. But I think he also, by signing with WWE, he can do stuff with AAA, can do stuff with TNA. Some promotions he's never done anything with in his career. So, yeah. I mean, who's to say he doesn't show up on TNA AMC debut this upcoming Thursday night?
Yeah. AJ Styles will be there. I see they announced him. That's huge. Cool. Santana goes over Frankie, by the way.
100%.
When's that?
Oh, yeah.
To kick off 100%. Their AMC lane. So I think you'll see some surprises there for sure.
Yep.
So as we're talking about Frankie, and we'll get to Scorpio Sky later on in the night, I saw as Scorpio and Top Flight made their way out as Sky Flight,
right,
or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw not only those three's names, Zada Steele, and then Christopher Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So two out of the three members are back together. Can Frankie end his time in TNA and come back and just give me one more run of SCU, please?
Not with how he's talked about his time in AEW lately in interviews.
I know. I just want like 30 days of SCU.
You just
appearances and gone.
You want the bits. You want the backstage.
I want the bits.
You want the bits. Yeah, I don't see him coming back.
No,
I don't either. But
I see him finishing his career in TNA.
Yep.
And you know he's
better used there.
He's young enough, but he's old enough where I don't know if we'd ever see a run on in Connecticut with him, but I could see a run on NXT with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Sean Spears.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. You know, I could see him. I think him and Ethan Page could do some really good work. So yep.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him going to NXT, but I think he's found a home.
So, Paul, when you were going through the On This Day segment, it was interesting on the ROH taping 2024. You mentioned John Cruz, who's also known as Serpentico. I thought John Cruz was phenomenal the other night on Dynamite in that segment with MJF and Bandito.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought he was awesome. I thought he did a really good job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was fun to see him like be a predominant part of the show. And do really well with it. It made me think, like, what else could they do with this guy, like, in a similar role? I think there's more untapped potential there, but will they? I don't know.
He looked very comfortable on the mic.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Between those two guys.
Yeah, he did. I got some comments here. Majin said he did go there for a cup of coffee, Kazarian with WWE. Delayed Gratz said Frankie Kaz just said he was being used as a utility player. He's right. So he left for TNA where he's a champ. Sure. Sure. I get same thing with Santana. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Majin said, except for when he took the 21 plex. Okay. Fair enough. John Cruz could have taken that better, but
well,
that's all right. That's all right.
I saw Majin's comment from earlier about say his full name. So I'm guessing he's wanting me to say Shibata's full name.
No, this is
the Protostar, Kyle Fletcher. Well,
can you go ahead and say Shibata's full name for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Katsutori Shibata?
Katsutori is a type of chicken in Japan.
I didn't say Katsutori.
Oh, I thought you said Katsutori.
Oh, no, because the reason I figured it was Shibata's full name is because the last few times I was on here and I was hosting because you were, I don't know, off playing golf in another state or some weird thing. I don't know what you were doing,
Tanner. That happens. It happens. Oh, you're talking me or Tanner?
Tanner.
Not me.
I don't know. You weren't here for a while. There was three or four episodes.
Oh, he was in Hawaii.
I was on vacation. Yeah, yeah. I did golf there. Okay.
Fair enough.
One day it wasn't a golfing trip, but okay.
I didn't. All right. I just said you were golfing in another state. I didn't say it was a whole trip.
But
Majin was commenting how I was getting closer to some of the names than you were. So
yeah, well, that's not hard to do.
I was trying there, but you know, as usual, I botched the pronunciation. Yes, Majin. Not all of us are perfect like you, Majin.
Damn Canadians.
A.
I was told I was not a good follow on text from Majin because he doesn't like my content that I post very rarely. I don't post enough for Majin. So
I don't think I can't tell you the last time I posted on X unless it was a response to something from KOP.
Okay, so I do post some stuff on X. Did you guys happen to see who I had an interaction with today on X? It's pro wrestling related today.
I have not.
I had an interaction with
somebody today. He is known in the pro wrestling world, but this was a sports related conversation. with this guy.
You gonna put it up on the screen?
No, I'm just gonna read it. I don't have it written. I don't have to put it up on the screen.
Well, let's see. Does he work for Marshall?
No.
Oh.
Jonathan Coachman.
The coach.
He said, wow, what a disappointing loss for the Jags. Great gut check for Josh Allen and the Bills, and now they will go to Denver. 3-3 on great games so far this weekend. I was correcting him. I said they will go to Pittsburgh or Houston if the Chargers win tonight. And that smart-ass son of a bitch goes, I wrote what I wrote. Pats roll tonight. I know the seedings. Chargers will continue to be what the franchise is. Good regular season team. Pats are built for success, strong at every position.
Ah.
So he got a little pissy with you.
He did. I had something else typed up and I deleted it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going down here because I don't want the guy to block me or anything. So
the coach. Do you guys listen to his show on
occasionally? I do. Occasionally I do.
He's very opinionated.
Yes, he is. Let's
put it that way.
No. Yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah. Very opinionated.
Would never have guessed that from him.
Of course, the coach did cut a promo on me once, which I think I had said.
He did. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge fan of him, but.
Yeah. He, back when he was working for the Golf Channel and NBC,
PGA Tour Live, wasn't it?
Yeah, ESPN Plus he was commentary for ESPN Plus. He was working for the Golf Channel as well. He did some shows, which I'm a big golfer, right? And when I turn into the Golf Channel, the last person I expect to see is the coach. Because, like, when I remember the coach, I remember him and Rocky in 1998 just cutting ridiculous promos and saying just absolute outlandish stuff that could not fly today. Is when I remember the coach, and then I see him sitting with a freaking polo shirt on, talking about the how fast the greens are at Sawgrass. It just doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah, it's very strange. Very strange.
He's back. I feel like he's back home where he needs to be.
You mean back when Coach used to help raise roosters with another gentleman who shall not be named?
I think we should.
Is that what you think of when you think of Coach?
Next. Well, one thing I should have mentioned at the start of the show, and Shep, thank you for reminding me.
I think
that everybody that follows the show, listens, watches every week already knows, but I got to throw it out there again. We are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network, which we made the big announcement last week. So excited to be on board with the family over there for the year 2026, rocking and rolling, tons of shows over there. Got NXT Night Shift over there. Got On the Mark Pod. You got a lot of other pods that cover WWE, a mix of things. They were looking for a pod that pretty much primarily focuses on AEW. That's where we're sliding in. And they also, the network announced today another new show that's going to debut coming up, and it will be on Sundays, called The Dusty Finish. It'll be about a 30 to 45 minute show, and they'll be talking about different finishes in the world of wrestling during that week. So, it seems like a really fun show. So, give the network a follow, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, if you're on there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and also like the Facebook page. X, thank you, Paul. So, Paul, we didn't get to your opinion on joining the network last week.
I think it's phenomenal. I'm proud to be a part of a big upcoming network. I'm proud to be part of you guys with KOP. Shep, I actually like to be associated with you when it comes to...
I'm just checking. You kind of about fell off my chair when you said, wait a minute, you like to be associated with Shep? I love it.
Yeah. I like to get you fired up. I still don't know if I'm allowed, because he never answered, am I allowed to get Shep riled up when I compare certain wrestlers to other celebrities?
Like I said last week, just because we're part of the network, we're not changing who we are or what we do.
I mean,
are on the network to get us more eyeballs on our product. So
you just, okay, one time you can't compare a crazy crack whore to one of the best women professional wrestlers in the world.
But I will say, Collision? Chef, did you see Collision last night?
Yes, I did. I
saw her character is going nuts. Her character is going nuts.
Yes, and she's
throwing a temper tantrum.
I see
she's decked out in cake.
She said she was taking a step away. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off, Majin. Fuck off. Fuck off. Not even close. Has she shaved her head yet?
No.
She has not shaved her head.
Remember, she does wear a wig, weave, whatever you want to call it. You don't know what's on under there. Maybe she has shaved her head.
All I know is I love it. I love that she snapped. I can't wait for when she returns. She's got to take a little time off. It's going to be great. 2026 for Mercedes is going to be so entertaining.
Yes. And unfortunately, and I did say it was going to be at least summer before she took on stat. Remember that.
You did?
I did pull for her, believe it or not. Yep. So, look only at once.
Steven Chambers said, party, Mercedes taking time off.
Paul's happy.
I think it's a good development for her character. I thought it was fun Wednesday night what they did. You know, anytime there's a celebration of something with cake, somebody's getting caked in the face. So good stuff there.
So Willow took to X and listed off a few names for the three of them. Cosmic Babes of Wrath. And a few others that were just ridiculous, but I enjoyed it all because it's Willow and she's hilarious. What would you guys call the team of Willow Nightingale, Harley Cameron, and Chris Statlander? And are you two ready to call her Stat Daddy yet?
No.
Remember, I've been a Statlander fan since, 2019.
Oh, yeah, you have.
No, so I think I enjoy her work. I don't know. I hope they're not wanting to form a trios because all of a sudden we're gonna have women's trios champions.
No, God, we don't need more belts.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's just for the feud with the Triangle of Madness.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to let you read that, Tanner.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Paul, that's you.
Okay, yeah, nope. Paul, it's you.
Nope. Sorry for those that are listening to this strictly on audio.
Go subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, go check out our YouTube channel. And maybe Tanner will clip it since none of us wanted to read that.
I'm not.
Nope. Even Stephen Chambers says, Lord, no comment. See?
Do we expect anything else from Majin?
Who's keeping control of Majin? Seriously.
Steffi's not here.
I know. So I guess since Steffi's not here, I'll say it.
She didn't have the water bottle out.
Spray bottle.
Yeah.
Spray bottle, Majin. Calm.
Yeah.
Go take a cold shower.
I have to think about that for a week and get back with you. I know. That's a good question. I don't have anything off the top of my head, though. Cosmic Babes of Wrath isn't too bad.
I think it's too much of a mouthful, though.
It is,
Maybe Drop of Wrath and just the Cosmic Babes or just Cosmic Babes. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to name them because I don't want to trios. So.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. You know, the biggest storyline, or it's not story, biggest talking piece in AEW, I think this week is what I titled this episode. I mean, not only were all of us returning for the first time in 2026, but Andrade returned again to AEW. He is officially All Elite.
Hold on. How bad was the commentary during this shit?
Not good.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. Is that Andrade? Is that Andrade? Oh, my God. Is that Andrade? Holy shit, he knew who the fuck it was.
Yeah, he did the exact same thing he did in October.
Yes.
November, whatever it was, he popped up.
I mean, look, I know it's Jim Ross. God bless his soul, right?
It was good to see JR back.
It was.
Yes, it was.
But between him and Shivani, do we look like a bunch of fucking rum-dums?
That's gotta be Andrade.
That's gotta be Andrade. No fucking shit, it's Andrade. He had this stupid fucking leather mask on like he did 6 weeks, months ago when he got fucking a cease and desist letter.
Yep.
And he just showed up in New Japan at Wrestle Kingdom in the same stupid and shit.
Did the exact same thing. He literally went off,
He copied and pasted his return, except he didn't attack Kenny this time. So, by God, that's got to be Andrade.
It's not Kane anymore. It's Andrade now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at the microphone
too on the Kane call,
if you look at the microphone, he might have fucking splattered some barbecue sauce on the microphone when he said it. So you know,
he might have. But I mean, we'll get Kenny and Andrade eventually. But looks like Kenny's gonna eventually get a shot at MJF first. So it's kind of it's. Which I like. I like Kenny going after the title. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he'll win it. And I spoke on that last week. But it's still odd to me. Like, if they knew Andrade was coming back relatively soon, why'd you shift Kenny away from that and not tie that up first? But
okay, look, speaking of Kenny, this is my biggest thing with pro wrestling as a whole right now. For the love of God, can we please stop announcing returns? So-and-so returns next week.
Easy way to try to move tickets. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I miss the good old days than when, you know, you had to tune in because there might be a chance.
Marketing 101.
Yeah,
I know.
I
hate it.
If somebody hasn't been on the shelf, that's usually, you know, they've just been off a week or two, especially if they're a champion, that's when they do it. But like, if you're talking about somebody returning from injury, absolutely don't advertise that. Like, but when Will Ospreay returns, they better not advertise it.
And let's narrow it down on returns, because I think when I think of returns, I'm thinking like been gone 6, 7, 8 months.
Steven Chambers says have to get fans excited. Paul needs a Snickers bar. That's a good one.
That's great.
I'm not myself when I'm hungry. I'm a dick.
How's that different from yourself?
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Sorry, Paul. You haven't been on the pod in a little while. I got
look, shot. Look, 33 minutes ago when you started this thing, you said the number of episode we were on, and I almost said, I didn't know you could count that high, Tanner, but I was nice and I didn't say anything. Okay. And then now you're just treating me like, you know,
so
you
it was
stepped in it.
263, you said, Tanner.
Correct.
Okay. Paul and I have been on the pod the same time, the same amount of time.
Yeah. It boils down. We've been about the same number of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was looking at joined us 2 years late.
Paul and I started the podcast on January 21st, 2021. And we've done more things than 263 episodes. Wow. But that's like actual like this episodes is what I'm counting, not media calls or interviews or anything. And then Shep joined. You started filling in for like us if we were gone March of 22. But I think you came full time in May of 22, I believe. April or May. Okay.
I think I did a couple.
So Shep might have been on here more than I have.
There's a chance.
I did a couple fill-ins, and then I just remember watching when we did it on Wednesday, just watching Dynamite and getting the text like, "Hey, you in tonight?" I'm like, "Man, shit, I ain't got nothing else to do." So
how it started was I was in 2022, I was in Florida because I remember this because on my 30th birthday, the news came out that Cody Rhodes and Brandy were leaving AEW. And Paul did a solo podcast and you tuned in, Shep, and you text me and said, "Hey, I noticed Paul was solo on your guys' pod. If you ever need somebody to help out, I'd be willing to help out." So and then the next opportunity took you up on it. And then that's just kind of how it started.
Now you guys are stuck with me.
Now we're stuck with your ass.
And think, we went
and we got you on the mug. Got you on the mug. What'd you get out? Kickingoutshop.com.
Geez, stealing all my bits. Damn, I was gone too long. I just need to leave. I ain't got nothing left to do. But, you know, it's crazy to think that we started this out with cheap Walmart $20 belts that we passed back and forth for our predictions through the screen because, you know, COVID. And we started out covering BTE. Then we went into Dynamite. Then whatever, Rampage.
Oh, we covered Dark Elevation, Rampage, all of it. And I'm now...
Dark. Jesus. That was some dark days.
and we were like trying to push to make it to an hour, and now it's like, hey guys, we're coming up on two. We need to shut up.
You're right.
And we've covered nothing of relevance in that 2 hour span of time except, you know, maybe something here or there.
It's kind of like tonight. 36 minutes in, and we barely talked to
you. We did history.
No, we have been. We have been, but hey. That's what makes this fun.
This is what the network gets now that they signed us, and we're all three back full time.
Kyle didn't know what he was doing.
I may not be like this every single week, but man, it's been a while since I was on here, so I came full energy tonight.
Yeah, Majin, trust me, I've got some content ideas for some episodes with my wife on here. We gotta find time to do it. She's willing to do it too, like some guests that. Entrance theme, or she wants to do something like fashion related. So I might pull up shopaw.com and go through shirts and see what she thinks is
I don't know. Have her talk gear.
I could have her talk gear. Yeah. Yeah.
Women's gear.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And secretly, Tanner's like, all right, now I know who I can and can't look at and talk about. And see what she thinks in trouble if I talk about her gear and
see what she thinks of mommy's gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mommy's gears. Mommy's gear.
That's it is mommy's gear. You're right. You're right. All right. So we talked a little bit about Dynamite. We talked about Andrade's return again. What else was your big takeaways from Dynamite?
Speaking of, while we're talking about Andrade, is the Don Callis family getting
50% of the roster?
Is it the new NWO where everybody's fucking in it and there's one or two stars and the rest are just some mid-carders, the undercard guys?
Yeah. I do like there's friction, right? Like I like what they did on Collision last night with Callis and Fletcher talking about the screwdriver at World's End. Like, you can tell eventually Takeshita and Fletcher are going to be the two to break off and come out as baby faces. Okada's going to be the leader. I think Andrade's going to be one of the leaders because everybody was kind of looking at him in the ring the other night, all the other guys. But yeah, I mean, they keep adding people. They added Jake Something, which awesome to see Jake Something become All Elite.
Who?
He's been doing
Jake Doyle is his
Jake
name.
Doyle now. Who? He was Jake Something in TNA.
Yes.
Who? So good addition there to the company. But yeah, there's a lot of people in it and a lot of them are kind of,
Speaking of that, I think he will be a great tag team with Mark Davis.
Yes, I agree.
Both of those guys, like the way they both look, they're hard hitting, strong style, yada, yada, yada. I think those guys could really add something to the tag division.
And Steve said there's 15 people, including Callis and Callis family.
That is ridiculous.
And not all of them are there. Some are on the shelf, like Brian Cage, Shep's Boy, and Wardlow.
And Rocky Romero hadn't been around in a while.
No, he hadn't.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the Young Bucks returning to help Jack Perry out in the trios? Not only returning to the original Bucks. Got the music face back. Got the pyro, got the dollars, got a new shirt that's number one selling for the week on shopaw.com.
Yeah, what's that tell you?
Elway thinks it's good, right? And that's your dog's
that
name.
One, Elway. No,
that was mine.
That was your dog. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Elway's over here and passed down the floor.
Oh, Elvis just got home from work, so.
I know. I really liked the way they came down to their entrance. Immediately, you could tell they were face. back to the face of Bucks being face. Sorry, couldn't spit that out. And then I thought that match was a throwback from 2008 at Wrestling Guerrilla, the way those guys worked.
Mm-hmm.
They worked their old style match, which was constant movement, high flying, just full throttle. It was refreshing to see them like that again.
Couple close calls where I thought Matt and Nick were going to hit each other in the middle of a move. Not like, you know, oops, we did that, but more like, oh, didn't mean to do that.
I thought, yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, that was good comparison to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. I think Jack Perry's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy, he's really starting to tap into his potential. I mean, it's unfortunate Luchasaurus got hurt, but I think it's probably good for Jack.
And I will say this, because I know it always gets brought up. After Wednesday, Logan finally respects his EVPs.
It's because they're facing.
Took them long enough.
Exactly. It's because they're face now.
Yeah. Took them long enough. Stephen Chambers says middle-aged Bucks. They can still go, man. They're one of the best to ever do it.
Shep's middle-aged, and I don't think he can move like those Bucks can.
I'd like to see him try. I'd like to see Shep throw a super kick.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too. I feel like
a hamstring's getting pulled.
I don't know what would hurt worse. My hamstring or me slapping my thigh on the other side. It'd be like double jeopardy. Like, fuck, it hurt. Twice.
Both legs just give out.
Yeah. I give myself a Charlie horse and my slap in the left thigh and my other leg throws a hamstring. I'm just on the mat. I'm on the mat going turtle. I can't move.
Steven says Crocodile Dundee Jr. improving. Getting reps in New Japan's paying off.
Yeah.
And Majin said, and that's why AEW don't value most big guys like they should. They can't ever stay healthy. Hobbs is basically the only exception.
I wouldn't say they don't value big guys. I consider Claudio a big guy.
Stephen Chambers says, get a super kick for me, he'll be in the nuts.
I think that might hurt worse.
I mean, I'm the average 5'10" male, so you know.
There's nothing average about you, Shep.
Never mind.
Nothing at all.
It's good holding back.
I just hold back. That's right. There's nothing average about me down there, Paulie.
Whoa.
That's what Mama Wayne says.
Hey, Mama Wayne reference. Been a while. Where the hell is Nick Wayne, by the way?
It's because you got to get me on here to get him fired up about her.
Yeah.
That's true. We saw the Death Riders a few different segments on Dynamite. One hit for me really well. One didn't. I thought the opener was awesome between Moxley and Shelton Benjamin.
Absolutely.
Shelton threw Mox around like a rag doll, but in the end, Mox got the win like we all thought. So that was a lot of fun. But I was really looking forward to Marina and Tony, and I thought the finish was lousy.
Yes, it was. I thought it was a clumsy match.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot.
Yeah.
I think those two need to work more together to iron that out. I don't think they've had a lot of reps together. It just didn't click. It didn't flow. You know, it wasn't a typical Tony match. But hey, let's get them some more reps together. I think they could pull something off on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, Shelton's because a freak of nature. I agree, Majin. The dude does not age.
Shelton does not age. No,
it's unbelievable. Shelton,
he looks like he did when he walked into the other company.
Is he 50 yet? He's got to be close to 50,
yeah, let me look. I think he's upper
40. I got it.
50.
I knew he was right around 50.
On 50. Wow. That's incredible. I did not realize he was that old.
That's coming crazy. Up on 51. Since, you know, Tanner won't ever let me type. I'm all like, I got it. Ooh.
It was right there in front of me.
Well, both of you, when I said he's 50, both of you were like, I think he's 40.
Yeah,
I didn't say. I just
said, I did.
Well, you got to remember, he was him and Brock wrestled together at Minnesota.
You're right.
And I know Brock's close to 50, so.
Yeah, I think Shelton's actually a little older because I think Brock was an underclassman.
I think Shelton's a year older than Brock.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's going to challenge Ric Flair for oldest wrestler.
Woo!
I think Rick would do another match if he knew he wanted.
He has says he would.
Ugh.
He says, I want one more.
No, we don't want to see it. We don't.
This is also the same guy who cut a cameo and basically told the guy who was getting ready to get married that he was a fucking idiot.
Tanner and I talked about that.
Oh my god! Yeah,
because I looked it up on Cameo how much it cost. And I think it was $500, wasn't it?
Yeah,
$500 to get a cameo.
And this dude dropped $1,000, and that's what he gets for his phone.
Yeah, and he gets told he's an idiot. Yeah.
Now. Hold on, from a guy that's been married more than once.
So have I.
I mean, you might have to take what Rick's saying in context. I'm just saying.
But did the guy say if it was his first or his second?
I don't know. I mean, if it was his high school sweetheart, he's fucked.
Just saying. Yeah.
Because that never works.
No, it doesn't.
Very rarely. I will say I do have two friends that are still married to their high school sweethearts. So
yeah, okay.
Once in a while, but very rarely.
Are they allowed to go out of the house?
That's awesome. I think. I don't know. I don't know. Never asked them. I just assume from
a distance. That's because you fucking never see them.
That's true.
My point exactly. It's always easy.
We're also different cities, but yeah.
Tanner, are you allowed out of the house?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yours also isn't your high school sweetheart. So.
Yeah, see, Tanner doesn't fit in that category because it's not his high school sweetheart.
So. No.
But I am 14 years strong on marriage number two. Thank you.
All right. Good for you. Good for you.
Good for both y'all.
I'm 7 years. 7 years. Holy shit.
Time flies.
Yeah. 7 years. Yeah. 7 years with a 5.5 and a 4.5-year-old. But yeah.
Keeping you young, Shep. Keeping you young.
Because Shep, you really want to feel old?
Go ahead, Paul.
Kick him in the nuts. Why don't you, Paul?
I mean, Stephen Changer already super kicked me in the nuts, so you might as well do it too.
Your wife is Logan's preschool teacher, and Logan's 13 now.
Fuck off.
In eighth grade.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in eighth grade now? Man.
Yes.
Man.
And since the last time you saw him, the dude's like here.
I believe
you.
That.
He is taller than you now, Tanner.
I can't
wait. That doesn't take much.
I can't wait till he whips you.
Yep, me neither.
Might happen one day.
Paul's like,
Can we get him to throw that steel chair shot again? Now he's a little older. Yeah. Maybe can put some more force behind it.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of the non-sanctioned lights out main event?
That was weird how it started. Like, I'm thinking lights out like we've seen in the past. You know, Justin Roberts says we're going to drop the lights, and when they come back on, this is no longer AEW's problem. And then they just started flashing, and I'm like, man, I feel bad for anybody who's watching this who might have even the slightest bit of epilepsy.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. I don't know. I'm hoping it was like a legitimate lights problem, power problem. So they were doing that until they got it fixed. But because I'm like, at first, I'm like, okay, they're just going to start the match dark and then it's going to flip and it's going on for minutes. I'm like, okay, this isn't as bad as Hell in the Cell with The Fiend and Seth Rollins when it was red the whole time. But this isn't good.
Or the pitch black match.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
Yes. But I mean, I enjoyed the match. I was very entertained by the match and everything that went down. But yeah, the lights situation at the start, not good.
Hey, you know, in the finish on the cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
At least they didn't crumble and fall away in the middle of using them like we've seen in the past other places.
Yeah. I did think they were going to have a problem, though, when the apron was getting caught on the board with the cinder blocks. You could tell Heyman was getting pissed. But I liked a couple of spots, like when they were both had the chains around their neck and then, was it Swerve flipping over Hangman or vice versa to get out of it? And that was
pretty Hangman cool. Flipped over Swerve.
Okay. Yeah. Hook got what was coming to him. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. I keep saying, I said it last week, but I want to see those guys make a run at the tag team titles. Even though, even if it doesn't last long, it'd be fun.
Yeah. I think that could work. I think they're going to keep them together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But as an overall show, I thought the show was solid.
Yeah.
And I know we don't do this anymore, but if you would have to grade it, I mean, I thought that was a Dynamite that was easily in the sevens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say about 7-8 for me.
Yeah.
And my wrestler tonight would have been Shelton Benjamin.
Hard to go.
Of Dynamite, yes.
Of Dynamite, yes. Yeah, Dynamite.
Hard to go against that. Oh, well, that wasn't what I was trying to look up. What we got coming up, here we go. Maximum Carnage. Let's see here. Oh, that's
Maximum Carnage on a Sunday. Sunday. Get your tickets.
That's Collision.
Wednesday. Maximum Carnage. Front row tickets, kids only. 5 and under. Meet the driver.
All right, so Maximum.
Sorry.
The card for Dynamite coming up Wednesday night. Our main events, MJF and Bandido. It's going to be a fun match, but let's be honest, MJF's not dropping that to Bandido. And the one problem I had Wednesday night, I don't know if you guys picked up on this, was when like MJF's all mad that Bandido's got the Dynamite ring and he wants it back, even though he mentioned he has 6 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, if he has 6 of them, why the hell, back when he was feuding with Daniel Garcia, was it such a big deal that he lost his Dynamite ring?
Because you're not supposed to remember what happened 2 years ago.
Well,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Fair enough.
It's professional. We got wrestling.
That. We got Darby versus Pac. That'll be fun. That'll be a hard hitting match. We got a trios match: Statlander, Willow, and Harley versus the Triangle Madness: Tekla, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue. And we have Kenny Omega versus ?
So
it just says Kenny Omega returns. That doesn't mean he's in action. He's going to come out. He's going to hype the crowd up. And then he's going to do, and I bid you adieu. And good night. And goodbye. Bang. End of Kenny Omega segment.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. Let's go back. Let's go back to the trio segment with Tekla and those girls in the back. Yeah. Was it me or were they not reading that off a fucking teleprompter? Sky Blue.
Yeah, Sky's was very dry and just focused the whole time. Like, I can't miss where I'm gonna be.
Correct. Yeah. I can't miss my spot. I'm going to say this exactly. We'll see you next week. Type shit.
Modern said first show started off the year was solid. Can't say the same for the first Raw of the year. Yeah, that sucked. So much.
Look, it was
Stranger Thing promotion. They barely did anything with it. It was awful.
I'm not a Stranger Things
fan. I'm not either, but
I watched a little bit of it and it was like, what the fuck is this?
My wife has liked it. I saw some of it when she was watching, but I'm not a sci-fi person. Sorry to all those that are.
I can't do this podcast anymore with you two.
That's all it took. All right. Woo! Woohoo! All right.
Wow, that turned out well. Paul, are you a Stranger Things fan?
I am.
Okay.
I have watched all 5 seasons.
Okay.
But okay, I'm also not those freaking people who are looking into every little detail. And Tanner, I'm sure your wife can tell you all about those people who
don't believe the finale was the finale. I've seen them. Yeah. It's people anymore in this world. Like if we don't like something, we have to get on the internet and bitch about it. And like, it can't be, didn't fit what I like. Like, it drives me nuts. Like,
it does.
Yeah.
With TV, it's like, just,
oh, they said 3 waterfalls. There were only 2. That's not the real ending. What the fuck off? Yeah,
exactly. Right. Just,
you know,
we started on that shit.
You know what was great back in the 90s when you were talking earlier, Paul?
Yeah.
What was great back in the 90s is if you didn't like something, you had nowhere to go and bitch about it. Right.
Except like a group of friends who might have disliked it too.
Like you would have called up on the landline, like 574-223-2136. Let's call my buddies and let's get call waiting or call forwarding so we could get a three-way call, right? We're on a fucking landline here. And when we start talking about that. Yeah, with the cord and our the wireless phone dying because you're too far across the fucking room, and we bitched about what Vince McMahon did on Raw, or the Cubs got the shit kicked out of them by the Pirates, or whatever,
or the way the episode of Power Rangers ended. I don't want to wait till next week. I know. I'm a nerd. Majin understands Power Rangers. Neither of you do.
No, you're right. I don't.
I watched. I was a big Power Rangers fan when I was like five. But I was. I was you.
Oh, we got rid of Shep now.
We got a Shep headphones throw. All right, man.
You don't even kick him off. I get kicked, and he just
threw and went. He went off camera himself. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're getting a lot of comments, I think, directed at you, Paul. So,
Yeah. Look, I'm also one of those. I hate being the guy that like logs on. Oh, the newest episode comes on at 8 o'clock tonight. Nah, I'm going to wait till the next day just so I know that I don't have to deal with buffering issues.
I liked the Green Ranger. He was my favorite when I was young.
I met Jason David Frank. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Tekla's with Clark Connors. Yep.
Wow.
Saw that.
Sky Blue's still dating Fletcher.
Yeah.
And Julia Hart's married to what's his face?
Oh, God. What? Oh, my God. What is his name?
Bubbly.
Johnson.
We call that a perfect pour, boys.
Yes, that is very
Lee Johnson. Thank
to
you.
The rim.
Thank you in the comments, Lee Johnson. Thank you,
Lee yep. Johnson.
Yeah, oh, but Lee. He hadn't been on TV for a long time, so is he with the company anymore?
That's because he's not good.
I don't know, Tanner. Go type it into your little keyboard and find out, Mister Know It All.
Wow,
Paul's for first time in 14 weeks. Paul, you're sassy tonight.
He is sassy tonight.
New year, new me.
Oh, God. In Collision, we have one match now so far. Eddie Kingston and Ortiz versus the grizzled young veterans, Zach Gibson and James Drake.
I think that'll be a hard-hitting match.
Yeah, it will.
There'll be some slaps in that one.
I'm glad they're giving the grizzled young vets some TV time again.
So, yeah, they've been kind of buried of late.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of – that's my one complaint with AEW. I think they're doing a lot of good things. But there's a lot of talent that, as far as we know, are ready to go, and they're sitting at home doing nothing. So.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this.
Yes, Paul, you're supposed to have hair down there.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Are we trying to make Brody King look like this monster once again? Since he did have a match on Collision that I walked outside, turned to look at my window, and it was already over.
Yeah,
I mean
he's
that was like a 30-second match.
The vignette they did on him on Wednesday night was basically building him to be a freaking absolute killer.
Yep.
I missed that part. Sorry.
It wouldn't shock me to see him go heel and turn on Bandido eventually. Even though the fans love Brody, so that would kind of suck. But
yeah, the only thing with Brody is I don't know if we have not given him the chance. AEW has not given him the chance is to speak on the mic because he has the heel look and he can obviously work heel. We know that, but if he's going to be a single heel, he's going to have to talk. And he might be able to because I mean he does the singing, right? He has a death metal band or whatever, so
yeah.
God's hate here, for Steven's is the name next of the question. Band.
He says I think that's Ortiz's first TV match in almost 2 years, last being on Collision January 2024 against Brian and Claudio.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Wow. Yeah, I know he was hurt for a while, and then we saw the debut of El Clo, in-ring debut of, or was it the in-ring debut? Was it his second? No, it was his second match, I think. El Clone, yeah, he debuted last week, excuse me. El Clone versus Commander, which was a really fun match.
Yes, it was.
El Clone got the win. Part of the Don Callis family. Can't forget that. Saw Mina Shera Coward defeat Lady Frost. Mark Briscoe versus Hechicero. Hard-hitting match for the TNT title. Of course, Mark Briscoe was victorious in that one. I don't like that Callis teased Fletcher going after the TNT title again with Briscoe, even though it would be match number 7 in the series. But I'm like, let's move on.
How good, though? Yep. And we've used, I remember one of the first times we saw him was one of the first pods I did with JPJ was on the pod, and he talked to how good Hechicero was. How good is Hechicero?
He's really good.
That guy,
all the luchadors that AEW uses, they were all really good.
Yeah, I just thought, I think he's awesome. One of my favorites, actually. And I know he doesn't get a lot of screen time, and when he does, he takes the L. But I think he's a boss.
We saw Jet Speed and Anthony Bowens take the L to the Demand in the main event, but the big talking point coming out was after the match. The Demand attacked Bowens, and Caster came down and was talking through the Demand. Then he and Jet Speed fought off the Demand. So, and then Callis family joined in, and then Conglomeration Commander and Roderick Strong joined in. But so Caster and Bowens starting to get on the same page again.
I think it's inevitable. Remember, we talked about it last week or a week before. Remember when Tony made him go in New York together and get along? That little bit they shot was gold. It was absolute gold.
Yep.
So
I can't say I sent the flowers to Mina. Did you guys? Either of you?
No. No.
Who do you think
sent them? It was Majin.
Majin. Yeah. We'll see if it's Tony or was it OC or was it somebody else? Time will tell. Yeah, the look of disappointment on Kyle's face when Callis mentioned him going back for the TNT title was good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mod said, "Hey, Paul, I think I figured out why Shep got mad when you mentioned Power Rangers. He's just mad that if he were on the show, he'd be one of the buddies."
Don't know what the fuck that means. Because I didn't watch Power Rangers.
Oh,
they were the little minions, like the group that came out with the op shirts on, where it was, you know, they might get the upper hand, and it was one hit, you're gone. Boom, Only these things exploded because they were made out of putty.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jobber.
I remember my first beer, Majin. It's okay. Wait, no, I'm sorry. I remember
mine too.
I remember my first shot of maple syrup.
That was a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mama Wayne puts maple syrup on it, if you know what I mean.
God.
Literally, no Mama Wayne reference in like 2 months. Paul comes back on 3-man pod, boom, 2 in 1 night.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's about how many times he likes to go with Mama Wayne, too.
I knew that was coming right when I said it. I was mad at myself that I phrased it that way.
Yeah, well, you did. You did.
I did.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, a lot of things are my fault. A lot of things are my fault, but
early enough in the marriage that you could save it.
Could this be like the first 3-man pod of this main event wrestling deal, and they kick us off because we're you know?
I think we're good standing because of me.
It's all Paul's fault.
Yeah, Paul hadn't joined the Discord yet over there.
Typically is.
Get on that, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that.
Good time.
My bad.
Yeah, it's a good time.
My bad.
Oh, I got drunk and posted on there like a week ago.
You asked about the season 2 of Unreal.
Unreal. Yeah, because everybody was bitching about Unreal on Pro Wrestling Nation when they had the trailer come out.
Right.
And I had a couple toddies one night and thought I'd get on this Discord app. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the notifications on there. I probably should, because like, they asked me a question one time, and I went like 2 days without responding, and I felt real bad.
Yeah, 50 plus new messages since the last time I logged on.
Well, there's different categories too on there, so that's why. Like there's a, I think one like to discuss wrestling when it's happening. One's about new episodes. One's general. So, yeah,
I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
I know I had never used the app until just recently. So,
oh yeah, I'm in the general category.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck, I know that. Oh, look at
this
shit.
Yep. So, another good week of AEW programming, I thought. But anything else you guys want to cover AEW related?
What are you? Okay, because I haven't been here in like, you know, 17 months. Thoughts on Orange hanging out with Mina and Tony?
I mean, it's interesting twist to his character a little bit because I don't know what else you do with him. You can't really put him in a title picture right now. I saw somebody's bold prediction the other day on a YouTube show was that Orange turns heel in 2026. I don't see that, but that would be bold.
I don't think he's got anything to turn heel.
I agree with Majin, though. I think he sent Mina the flowers, and we're going to see like a little some friction between Tony, Mina, and Orange, like Citrus Boy, as she calls him. I think it's a fine spot for him, Paul. Keeps him on TV regularly.
He still gets a good pop. He really does.
But a good comment here is he really the type of character to be love struck?
Actually, it could work out really well with his character, with his dry, nonchalant stuff, where all of a sudden he's...
Shows some feelings a little bit,
yeah,
right?
He's googly eyes over somebody.
Yeah.
It actually could be really, really entertaining.
And that's what the person, I wish I could remember who said they were, he was going to turn heel in 2026, said like they think they could see him like going full force in the ring, actually giving a shit. That's how he turns heel. Instead of the last days ago, half thumbs up, you know. You know, one thing I'm waiting on is the return of Cope and Christian. I thought we'd have got that return by now.
I saw somewhere in the comments earlier during the Canadian tour.
Oh, okay. And I know Cope is writing a new book. Saw that announced today. But still, he could wrestle while he's writing a new book.
Sure.
What? Who would do that?
I mean, if freaking Moxley can do it.
It's true.
Which, that was a great book, by the way, if you guys
It was a good book. Hey, Paul's wrote some books.
I have.
Paul's wrote some books.
Yeah.
This is about Power
Paul
Rangers.
Has wrote some books. No.
Oh.
It's about all sorts of stuff. I've got last count, I think 8 or so out.
Nice.
So.
But yeah, no, another good week Woo-hoo. Of AEW, I thought. So they're rock and roll and looking forward to Maximum Carnage, Dynamite, and Collision. Those are kind of the two real big shows for the month. Next month, we got Grand Slam over in Australia. And then Revolution, middle of March in L.A. So,
Tanner, have you got the belt back yet?
No, I actually was texting with Pluggo the other day. And
he's going to take as long as it took him to get it, well, to give it back to you.
Basically, I'm letting him keep it a little longer because I feel bad that he got like no time with it. But no, I need to set up something. That back because I basically told him I don't want to mail in it here because it's going to cost too much money, so I got to figure out how to get it.
Just hey, tell Pluggo to send his personal driver from Goshen down to Fort Wayne to deliver it.
Okay,
that'd be fine.
Yep, I told him I might have to visit our Elkhart branch for my job one day and stop by the Target on my way or something. So. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll get it. I'll definitely have it by Revolution. So,
are you giving him a rematch, or is he out?
I think he's out for this next one. I think it's just us three to kick off the year.
Wow, I love it. Yeah. Look at that, Paul. You're back in.
Keep it in house. Paul, back. Shep, you got last again.
That was Paul's
fault. World's end.
It was Paul's fault. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Paul's fault.
What was my old saying on my shirt, Tanner? Oh, yeah, I'm just here to be wrong.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's going to be now. It's all my fault.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
New merch.
I forgot I actually.
Hey,
new merch. I forgot I actually had Discord. I just had to update all my stuff. Oh, so dude. I'll join it later tonight after I get my homework done.
So because you Paul's know gonna going to Paul's gonna have a 452 new messages since the last time you logged in.
Just don't put the notifications on.
Last time I logged in was almost 10 years ago.
Oh shit.
Discord was a thing 10 years ago?
I don't know. No. I don't remember the last time I actually created it and logged in.
I'd heard of it. I knew a lot of like shows had Discord, and I remember we were asked one time if we were gonna get Discord, and I looked into it and then didn't create one for us, and then if that's how the network communicates, better get on.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it. I gotta learn more of it. But like with you guys, we have our own group message, right?
Right,
so
right.
It's
right.
I don't even think
it's
about
the same thing.
I know.
I don't even think about sliding over there and opening up that message. So I gotta get better at it.
Yep.
That's my goal for 26 is to be better at social media at the age of 43.
Mine too.
Yeah, but I grew up in the social media age and I suck at it.
Well, I think of the world of social media, like you got to pick and choose your spots too. I mean, so much of it is negative. Like I know my wife today was thinking about taking a break from Facebook, which I get it. You know, the reason I can't is for my job. I got to be, I don't have to be personally active, but I got to do stuff for my job through Facebook. So I have to have a personal account. Right. But I think there's definitely in talking about wrestling, there's so much negativity out there. You got to learn to kind of scroll past the negativity and just try to find a positive.
You know, I get on social media enough.
Oh my God. Roger, jeez.
Wow. Jesus.
To answer Majin's other question that you don't need to bring up on the screen, no. No, I have not, Majin. No, I don't plan to.
No, I don't know what that can you put that up there so I can see?
Nope.
You're gonna make me X out and go to the chat.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh God, he's going to the chat. I can see it.
Oh my God. I'm not doing it. I see it. Fuck, what was I talking about?
IWC, social media.
Yeah, so like you get on my algorithm of Instagram or X, and majority of it is either sports, racing, or professional wrestling, right? And I see people bitching about it, and that's fine. We can all disagree to agree on wrestling, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what it's there for. The stuff that I hate is everything else. The mute block button will be your allies. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I'll follow some, and it's not even wrestling. Like, I'll follow a race car driver, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's reposting bullshit politics or bullshit news. Yeah. And it's just like, it wears me out. I can't deal with it, you know?
Yep.
We can all agree to disagree on professional wrestling because that's why we're here, right?
Sure.
And we all have our own opinion, and there's enough wrestling out there that there's enough shit we can all find something we enjoy.
Yeah, watch what you like. Don't watch what you don't like. It's pretty correct. Easy.
Exactly.
Correct. And if you want to argue about, hey, taking the belt off of Cody and putting it on him, great.
Cody, but that was a good call. Yeah, that was a great call.
We can argue and discuss it all day long, as long as it stays positive. We don't, you know, long as you know,
we don't do tribalism over here. We don't.
So, we don't do that. Yeah, that's what wears me out about social media. That's where I went with this. Go ahead, Paul.
Are you putting up the one for Roman, Paul? Or
you said tribal. I thought we were acknowledging the tribal chief. I don't pay attention when you talk, Tanner. So I heard tribal.
Wow.
I'm like, oh,
wow.
Ouch.
Wow.
I'm in the Discord now, boys.
All right.
Good job, Paul.
Multitasking. I can do it sometimes.
So should we just honorarily make fun of Paul and discard now, or Discord, or what's it called? Discord. Just to make him feel at home.
What Paul says, KOP doesn't stand by. It's Paul's opinion only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to need one of those disclaimers for Shep.
He did. He's got better. He got better.
Has he?
Yes. He picks and chooses his spots. Like earlier tonight, he could have jumped all over something I said. He's like, nope.
Well, and then fucking Majin tonight.
Yeah, he's poking the bear tonight.
He's put a couple up there that could have went down a bad rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it.
All good, Bodger.
That's because I'm maturing at my age, Paul. I'm mature-ish.
You know, that's going, yes. Bodger, when wah, I talk wah, all
wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, asshole.
Wah, wah.
All right, anything else,
wah, 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 wah.
Wow.
No, I don't think I have anything else.
Did I hear that in the background?
Yeah.
Who is that from?
My kid.
Okay. That was awesome.
And might have been my wife, too.
Poor Tanner.
Mm. Sorry.
Not really. We don't feel bad for you at all.
That's
no, fine. We don't.
I don't need your sympathy.
You're such a hard ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Paul, what's wrong, Paul? What's wrong, Paul?
Huh? I'm not going to take us down that rabbit hole. I could have said some things, but.
Why don't you wrap us up there, Paul? Since you're on the pod for the first time in 18 weeks.
Oh, shit. This was fun.
We've got a new one, don't we? Because, you know, you got to go check out the Main Event Network as well and follow them on all social media. And while you're at it, follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And you can also check us out on Main Event Network as well now. And be sure to leave us that 5-star review. Why, boys? Because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It is your place to go for some great merchandise like that mug that Tanner has right there, showing it like he's Vanna White. No, it'd be one of the Price is Right girls. That's a better fit for him.
And a new car!
And where was I? Kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go to buy some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. You can also check out prowrestlingtees.com. Search up Kicking Out Podcast on there and catch some discontinued items.
Selective. There you go.
Limited edition.
There we go.
All that stuff.
Only have them in size small and size 6X. Nothing in between.
Well, Tanner can fit in the small. I guess, Shep, we're going to have to make the 6Xs fit us.
I'd look good in it. I'd look good.
You gotta buy KOP merch first, Shep.
I have some.
I need to get a new order in.
Yeah, I
have some. Me too. We'll do that. You guys go get your new orders in as well. And be sure to follow all three of us on social media. You can follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. You can follow myself at PaulZartman87. And you can follow the Kicking Out Podcast Predictions Champion at TannerLee92. He does that because he's also secretly doing the CEO dance because he wishes he could be Britney Spears. I mean, Mercedes Moné. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.